Chapter 3. Unnecessary Evil.
I had not thought of it that way, Oswald Everard said. I have only regarded it as a necessary evil. I failed to see how it can be so special. I wish I could see, though, he added.
Never mind, she said. I forgive you. And, after all, you are not the only person who sees it as a necessary evil. My poor old guardian hated it. But still he came to listen to me like a real friend.
I did not think it was nervous work, he said.
Try it and see, she answered. But you spoke of singing. Are you not nervous when you sing?
Sometimes I am nervous, he replied. But that is slightly different. I have suffered greatly from the gentlemen of your profession.
Let me hear about your sufferings, she said.
Whenever I especially wanted it to be quiet, he said. Then he glanced at her and stopped. It seems so rude of me.
Please tell me, the young woman said, smiling in a charming way.
Well, he said, ever since I can remember, I have been worried and tortured by those tuners. I cannot escape them. Yes, I believe that all the tuners in the universe have marked me as their special victim.
All the what? Asked the young woman in shock.
All the tuners, of course, he replied rather angrily. I know that we cannot do without them, but good heavens, they have no consideration. Whenever I've wanted to write or read quietly, that knock will come at the door. And I know that peace is over. Whenever I've been giving a lunch party, the tuner has arrived. One time I was proposing to a girl in her father's study room when the tuner showed up. I quickly ran from the house. But there is no escape from them, and I cannot understand how you can choose this profession and love it so much.